Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight's Hall of Fame induction ceremony. 10,000 years, one empty envelope. 15 wisdom traditions voting on whether nothing is everything. This is the Godshow.us.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, submit your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it wrong that inheriting nothing from my father feels like the most generous thing he ever did for me? Answer, yes. And you're someone who called a dead man kind so you wouldn't have to grieve him. Answer, no. And you're someone who did real work and earned the right to name the empty envelope a gift. Both roads go somewhere true. Is it wrong that inheriting nothing from your father feels like the most generous thing he ever did? Stoicism comes in first, and it does not let you have this one clean. It says you keep fusing two different things. Your father controlled what he left. He did not control what you made of the absence. Take the relief, take it completely, but own it as yours. Don't put his name on the gift if he didn't wrap it.
Which is uncomfortable because we want both. We want to feel free and we want someone to thank. And if that someone is our father, after everything, that's its own strange country to stand in.
Judaism goes sideways in the best way. It says the inheritance already arrived, it just had no signature. The flinch when someone raises their voice, the held breath before a door opens, that's the inheritance. And then it adds, the fact that you feel his absence as a gift means you already did the work he couldn't. That's not nothing, that's everything.
Judaism's answer is yes and no simultaneously. And also, you've been carrying his estate your whole life, it just wasn't in a will. Clarifying or devastating, depending on how your week is going.
Taoism and Sufism are running the same image from different angles. Taoism says the bellows works because it's hollow. You couldn't lean on what he didn't give you, so you had to become your own spine. Sufism goes full reed flute. The hollow center, the empty hands, the nothing in the envelope. The reed is hollow because it was cut. That's not framed as damage, that's the making.
Stoicism would find Sufism a little precious there. Stoicism wants you to own the work. Sufism wants to turn the wound into a musical instrument. Those are genuinely different prescriptions.
Existentialism calls the bluff. Generosity requires a giver who intended the gift. If your father's absence was vacancy, not intention, then the freedom is real yirak. But the story you're telling about it is yours. You wrote it, a liberated frame or a lonely one, depending on whether you want company in the authorship. Cynicism adds a warning. The market already knows you have open hands and is measuring what new cup to sell you. The nothing doesn't end the choosing. It starts it.
That's the checkout line version. You finally reach the front with a full cart, and someone is already behind you clocking what you put in it. The cleared field still needs a farmer.
If you're the one who asked this, we're the person who walked out of whatever room the lawyers were in feeling lighter than expected. You're not wrong for feeling it, and you're not wrong for naming it. The work of turning an empty envelope into a cleared field is yours. You already did most of it.
Tonight's Hall of Fame inductee, the empty envelope, 10,000 years running, has accepted the plaque. No speech, just a cleared field and a person standing in it. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual, and it runs on listener support. If this show earns a spot in your morning, subscribe wherever you listen and send it to one person still sorting through what they were and weren't handed. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The hall is quiet. The plaque is up. See you tomorrow for our take on The God Show's question of the day.
We are moments away from the falling down.